A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Think for a moment of a time when you were amazed. Just this past Sunday morning, when I got up early, and it was still dark, and I looked out my window, I could see the full moon. A very good friend of mine from New Zealand and I have often spoken about the spell that the moon can cast. And I just stood there looking out the window, amazed as it shines through the darkness. Or I think of a time 10 years ago when another very good friend of mine surprised me at Christmas with a gift. He had asked me to close my eyes, and then he placed in my lap a live rabbit who became a good friend of mine for the next 8 years. I'd always had an affection for rabbits, and when I opened my eyes and saw this small, beautiful bunny in my lap, I was taken aback, amazed, astonished both at the gift and at the gentleness of the rabbit itself. We can all think of sometimes when we've just been taken aback, amazed, astonished. And so we find in our reading today, many of those who heard Jesus teach or who were in his presence were in a similar way astonished, for he taught as one having authority. It wasn't the content of the teaching, perhaps that was involved, but there was something about it that amazed them because he taught not like the scribes had, but with a different sense. Perhaps it was his presence, the way in which he was present to them on the occasion. We too have been in the presence of people who at times have held us captive to what they were saying or doing because there was this, we might even say, aura about them. What is it that gave them this awareness of Jesus' authority? From where did that authority come? We just celebrated the feast on Sunday of the baptism of Christ, and we learn in those readings how the Holy Spirit came to him on the occasion of that baptism. How Mark said, John says, "I will baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And then the Holy Spirit descends upon him. There's something about this gift of the Spirit and Jesus' awareness of that Spirit throughout his life that does give him this authority. What did they experience as they listened? Was it his confidence, the clarity with which he spoke? Undoubtedly, a self-confidence was there. I suspect there was also a humility to it. We might first immediately think, oh, that he spoke as if. But I suspect it was a humility, a presence, something they could tell there was something more there than just the words and just even his human presence. It makes us ask the question, how do we speak when we speak? How do we come across to others? What do they experience in our presence? Do they have some sense of being in the presence of a holy one, in the presence of someone who has authority? There are different kinds of authority, and we too, through baptism, have been given the gift of the Spirit. When we speak, do we speak out of our authentic selves, out of our inner being, out of the depth of the truth that we are? Are we present when we speak? Do we have that awareness of it is now not I, but the Spirit? Or is our speech that which flows over from our egos, from our more egoic, self-conscious, self-centered, self-preoccupied, narcissistic self? One does not get the sense in hearing about Jesus that no matter how authoritatively he spoke, or even how authoritatively he commanded the demon to leave this man with that unclean spirit, that it was a sense of ego, a sense of pride, a sense of I, rather a sense of awareness, of deep awareness of an inner self through which he could do what he did and say what he said. And they were amazed that someone could be so authentic, so true, so holy, so able to open up that interiority that he is, that he was. And they were astonished and listened to his teaching. Some of the authorities certainly manifested a true humility, a true self-knowledge, knowing who he was, from God, of God, and yet in an unself-preoccupied way. What is the kind of authority with which Jesus taught? And when I want to speak with authority, from where does that authority come? Is it with the awareness that I must decrease so that the Spirit might increase? Or does it focus all its attention on me, on the I? In what does true authority consist?